Homeward Bound, May 27, Golden Moments. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Psalm 25, verses 1 and 2. Several times each day, precious golden moments should be consecrated to prayer and the study of the Scriptures, if it is only to commit a text to memory, that spiritual life may exist in the soul. The varied interests of the cause furnish us with food for reflection and inspiration for our prayers. Communion with God is highly essential for spiritual health, and here only may be obtained that wisdom and correct judgment so necessary in the performance of every duty. Some, fearing they will suffer loss of earthly treasure, neglect prayer and the assembling of themselves together for the worship of God, that they may have more time to devote to their farms or their business. They show by their works which world they place the highest estimate upon. They sacrifice religious privileges, which are essential to their spiritual advancement, for the things of this life, and fail to obtain a knowledge of the divine will. They come short of perfecting Christian character and do not meet the measurement of God. They make their temporal, worldly interests first and rob God of the time which they should devote to His service. Such persons God marks, and they will receive a curse rather than a blessing. Do not take your sorrows and difficulties to other persons. Present yourself to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly. He knows just how to help you. Do not turn from the loving, compassionate Redeemer to human friends who, though they may give you the best they have, may lead you into wrong paths. Take all your troubles to Jesus. He will receive and strengthen and comfort you. He is the great healer of all maladies. His great heart of infinite love yearns over you. He sends you the message that you may recover yourself from the snare of the enemy. You may regain your self-respect. You may stand where you regard yourself not as a failure, but as a conqueror in and through the uplifting influence of the Spirit of God. It is just as convenient, just as essential for us to pray three times a day as it was for Daniel. Prayer is the life of the soul, the foundation of spiritual growth. In your home, before your family, and before your workmen, you should testify to this truth. And when you are privileged to meet with others in the church, tell them of the necessity of keeping open the channel of communication between God and the soul. Daughters of God, pages 82 to 84.